Bless up, family. This is Natalie Rise, and you are tuned to the highest frequency, the Grow From Your Heart podcast with Rasta Jeff. Yeah, big up yourself every time, Rasta Jeff, Irie Genetics. This is the place you want to be. You know, you got to grow from your heart to know from your heart. So keep it locked. The Grow From Your Heart podcast starts now.
Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 858 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the podcast. Before I go too far, I do want to let you know that the early pre-Black Friday sale has begun at iredirect.com. That's right, check iredirect.com for new drops. That's right, there are new products available at iredirect.com. Also check for restocks of many of your favorite sold-out items, and make sure you check that discounted pricing. That's right, things are on Black Friday sale pricing already at iredirect.com. Go check iredirect.com. The Black Friday sale has begun. All right, that is all of the advertising I have to do at the start of this podcast. I do have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. On the top of my website, there's a row of tabs, and one of them does say Grow Help. If you click on that Grow Help tab and you send me a good grow question, maybe I will read your question here on the show. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The first question on today's podcast came from somebody who wants to be called Lucky Bowl Packer. Shout out to my new friend, Lucky Bowl Packer. The question says, this is a two-part question. I'm only going to send you one prize, but I will answer both questions. It does say, how long can you use your male plants for? That's one. And the second one is, and or do you take clones of him or just save the pollen? This is a very good question. My buddy Lucky Bowl Packer, before I go too far, make sure you do check your inbox and check your spam, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Now let's talk about keeping male plants. I am a breeder. I like to make seeds. If I have made some seeds that I know are going to be successful, or I think will be successful, it would be a great opportunity for me to be able to reproduce those seeds in the future. So I like to keep a clone of my male plant. The way that I do it, I grow my male plant out just like I would any female, just like you would any female plant. Then I take a couple of clones, either the top or two sides, get a couple of clones in the cloner, and make sure to keep that clone secure. We're going to talk more about that. But how long do you use your male plants for? King Solomon has been around since about 2016. So King Solomon is nearly 10 years old. I've had that plant for, that's a male plant that I've had for nearly 10 years. The thing is, I have to keep, normally I say re-momming. This I think is re-fathering King Solomon. So I've got a big bushy King Solomon plant. He grows. Occasionally that plant will just become stale and tired and exhausted. It's old. It's only meant to be an annual plant. This plant should only be around for a year. I've had it for nearly 10 years. I think 8 years is the math on that. So every occasionally 3, 6, maybe 9 months, I've got to do what I call a re-mom or a re-father of King Solomon. I go take a bunch of clones off of that plant. I put all those clones in the cloner and I wait for one or two of them to root very solidly. Once I've got that in a pot, then it will chop down that big old version and those two clones become the new fathers or mother plants, if you will, of that King Solomon keeper. So technically, I have kept that plant for nearly 10 years. But technically, I'm only keeping that plant for 3 to 6 months at a time before I cut clones off of it and regenerate it, because trying to keep a mother plant or a father plant around, I was having this conversation with another friend, keeping that plant around for a very continued time, it seems like you should just be able to lollipop it, trim it, prune it, bonsai it. It will get stale. It'll start to get woody. It'll get a little upset with you. It'll take a lot of training, a lot of pruning, a lot of adjusting, a lot of manipulating. It's easier, in my opinion, my experience. And it saves a lot of space to just go make a new, smaller mom. It's mainly for genetic preservation. I don't intend to use King Solomon for a year. I don't have a project, a plan. He doesn't have a date. He's not going to get laid for an entire year, but I do want to keep him around. So I keep him. I've got a mother plant or a male plant of him. I just keep that genetic preservation by having that plant alive in my garden at all times. It does not go anywhere. So King Solomon is my example here. How long do you use your male plants for? King Solomon has been around for 10 years. He's made 100 crosses. That's an estimate. He's been around for 8 years and made 80 crosses. That, once again, is another estimate. There could be hyperbole in there. I am mostly serious when I say I've made 80 different crosses with King Solomon. So how long do you use your males? 10 years, six months at a time. Then do you take clones of him or just save the pollen? I absolutely take clones because I like a lot of pollen. I like to pollinate twice when I do a pollination. When the plants are ready, I hit them one good solid time. Then I'll wait about a week and hit them one more good solid time. That way I'm certain that those plants definitely got pollinated. The whole room is dusted. That's the way I do it. I do save pollen, but I rarely use the stored pollen. Most of the time that is just an emergency backup supply. I prefer plant-to-plant contact when it's my breeding projects. I don't use a lot of stored pollen. I've tried that once or twice, and the results are minimal. I get way more seeds off of taking that reversed plant or the male plant and putting it in the room and just actually touching the female plants with it, rubbing it right up against them, than I did when I took female pollen or reversed pollen and went in the room and put it on the plants manually or blew it on them. I got much more success touching the plants with the actual pollen donor. So it's a two-part question. How long do you keep your male plants for, and do you take clones? Yes, I prefer to keep a clone, keep a father plant. And like I've said, King Solomon has been around for 8 years now. The Jack the Ripper male has been around for several years. The BC Lemon Skunk has been around for a while. There's a Chocolate male. Yeah, the males stick around. Every time I remom the entire room, those are just part of the process. They just get re-fathered, I guess, is what you will call that. All right, my dude, Lucky Bull Packer, thank you for the good question. You really got the podcast off to a good start. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. And also check your spam because a lot of times those messages go directly to that spam folder. Ladies and gentlemen, if I have read your question here on a podcast and I have not sent you that coupon code, please do send me a reminder. Sometimes I don't know what's happening. They're getting lost in the ether somehow, but just send me a reminder and I will make sure that you do get those coupon codes. I've sent some that are not making it to the people that deserve them. Please gently remind me. I'm not blowing you off. I did not forget. I am a little bit busy, but I will get you that coupon code, even if the internet is working against us. Let's keep going. I've got a lot of energy today. This is the part of the podcast where I do remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right. If you enjoy this podcast, go ahead, click like. It's a good episode. You could click like. I know we're early in. Go ahead, click like. It'll be a good show all the way through. And then click subscribe. That way you don't miss any of my amazing educational cannabis content. This question also did come from the Grow Help tab on my website. This one came from my new friend, Aaron Y. Aaron, why not? That's a bad joke. I'm going to read the question. It goes a little bit like this. It says, yo, I was wondering, since you say you chop the dudes after you pollinate, can you keep the male plant and re-veg them like females? This is a very good question. So I was talking about pollinating a room. Once I've used that male plant twice or that reversed female twice, I'll apply that pollen to the plants. I'll wait a week. I'll let it develop more pollen. Then I'll actually cut the tops and the branches off the plant and walk around and rub those all over the room, smack those on the fan. That way when you hit the fan, the pollen goes everywhere. I will chop down that male plant and completely dispose of him. He is gone. I've got the clone in the other room as a preserve. But now at that point, that flowering male is done. He is chopped down. He's been murdered. He is out of there. He's done. He's in the graveyard. He's in the compost bin. He's gone. I don't know how else to say it. But this question is, can you re-veg them like females? Unfortunately, it is a real pain in the ass to re-veg a male ganja plant. Just like you, just like me, once you activate that process of setting off that activity, it really wants to set off that activity. It takes a lot to cool him down, restart him, get him back into the veg mode. It can happen, but it takes a long time. Generally, probably twice as long as it does a female plant. If you can get that clone and make that clone be your preservation, that's a much more viable opportunity, a viable situation than trying to re-veg your male plants. I've done it. It takes a really long time, and it takes a lot of light. It takes a lot of attention. It's much more difficult. Like I said before, once you've initiated the launch process, that rocket wants to go off. You know exactly what I mean. So you can re-veg the male, but it takes a lot of effort. You're going to have to put it into a bigger pot. You're going to have to feed it a lot of nitrogen. I would make sure it's not root bound at all and give it a lot of light, probably 24 hours of light. So if you got a room full of plants, Put the re-veg plant, the one directly under that light source, so it's getting as much light as possible. That's what's going to contribute and encourage re-veg is the light. So the question is, can you keep a male plant and re-veg him like females? You can, but it is a pain in the ass. If you've got another opportunity to keep that male, to preserve that male, I would strongly recommend using the other option, the other opportunity. All right, podcast world, we have some good energy and some good momentum moving. Let's not slow it down. I do have another great question here about pollen. This one is about feminized pollen. This question also came from the Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com, which means my new friend Budwin Jones has won themselves a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. Budwin, make sure you check your inbox and check your spam because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds. The question from my new friend Budwin goes a lot like this. It says, "Yo, Rasta Jeff, first and foremost, thank you. It's your content that first got me to grow and produce my own seeds." That is a great way to start a message to me with a big thank you, a compliment, and telling me that I got you growing and producing your own seeds. That's amazing to me. Thank you for the great message, for the great update. And bro, thank you for using my encouragement to do something completely positive. You are now self-sustainable. You can grow your own cannabis. You can grow cannabis for your friends. You can provide other people. And also you're making your own seeds, which to me, that's freaking awesome. Good work, bro. It's good to see you taking what I've taught you, what I've shared with you, and actually putting it to use. That feels really good. So that makes me proud of me and you. But let's stay focused here. It does say, "I'm having great success based on the advice and lessons you gave me, not just with my plants, but also how I deal with situations in life." Wow, that's a huge compliment. I did not realize that I gave so much life advice. I just try to say, be a good person and don't stress over dumb shit. It's really all we can do. Just be good and don't let dumb shit get to you and don't let dumb shit suck you in. But bro, thank you. This is really encouraging. I don't charge anything for the podcast. I do the podcast for free. I don't have paid advertising. There's no sponsors. This is the payment. These types of messages, this is the reward. You guys saying I'm self-sufficient, I started growing because of you, I'm making my own seeds, and I am dealing with situations in life better because of you. This is better than currency. This is the shit that keeps me, you could say I just got fired up. I just got a whole new fucking brand of motivation just fed into me. So thank you, bro. This is fucking awesome. Very encouraging. I appreciate this. So I just got paid. I just got a bonus. I just got a tip. You guys, this was cool. Let me keep going, though. It says, big up, bro, big up yourself. I appreciate this. Much love in this message. Now, it does say, my question is this. I have an ideal controlled environment and a stable STS recipe that I spray on nodes every 4 days. I already see a problem here. It says, I have successful reversals, but sometimes my pollen is sterile. Yes, that does happen. It says, am I doing something wrong, and how long into flower should I spray a reversed plant? This is a very good question. I have done a full episode on this, but we could just touch quickly on this and correct the issue. I've done an entire episode on this called My STS Mix, where I talk about how to make the STS. Then I talk about application, dilution, rates. I talk about all of it. But there's a couple things that jumped out to me here. The first thing you said was you spray on the nodes every 4 days. I spray every 3 days, and I spray the entire plant. I spray the leaves, the branches, the nodes. I coat that entire plant in STS. I want as much silver in that plant as I can get within reason. So you're saying you spray every 4 days on the nodes. I would do every 3 days, and I would do it on the entire plant. So then it says, I have successful reversals, but sometimes my pollen is sterile. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. There just needs to be adjustments, so to speak. I'm not sure the strength of your STS solution. Is it too strong? Is it too weak? Both of those things can cause sterile pollen. I know this is a struggle. The only way to do it is to adjust that the STS in multiple ways and apply it to different plants, or the same plant but multiple clones, and see which one works best is the best way to figure this out. You got to phenol hunt your STS, basically. But I recommend, and also I think my recipe may be on Discord. If it's not on Discord, I will put the STS recipe up on my Discord server so you guys can get some advice there. The way that I would do it, though, I would start off with a 10% dilution of silver thiosulfate. So you're making your solution, you're putting the silver, you're putting the sodium in the different containers, you're mixing those together. I would do one part that and 9 parts distilled water to start. So you're at 1:9 ratio. It's a 10% silver ratio to water. I would mix it that way. Then here's how I would apply. I would spray 1 week before I put that female plant into flower. So give it a good solid spray 1 week before you intend to put it into flower. Then spray it on day 1, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. And if you have a longer flowering cultivar or a stubborn cultivar, spray it again on that 24th day. If it's like a 12 or 13 week flowering sativa, give it one more just to really remind it, hey, bitch, I need you to reverse. Because those longer flowering sativas, if you stop spraying and let this plant grow, it will come out of the reversal. It will undo the reverse. It will go back into forward gear. I don't even know the word for that. It will unreverse itself. Some plants will, all plants will do that over time. Some more stubborn plants will do that more quickly. So, like I said, I do 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, maybe 24. And if it's Congo Ripper or a Haze, do that 27th and maybe even day 30. But you don't need to go that far with most cases. Up to day 24, 21 is enough. I think your dilution is going to be very important. Get that 9-to-1 ratio. Some plants want a little less. Some plants want a little more. Some plants want a 7-to-3 ratio, a 70% water, 30% silver thiosulfate solution, dilution. But it's all about figuring out what each plant wants. And the best way, like I said, to do that is get 5 clones and fuck with them different ways. Spray them with different, do 10, 20, 30 on different plants and see how they reply. But the part I can guarantee you to do that is standard operating procedure is to spray it 1 week before you put it into flower. Wait, and then on day 1, begin your new flowering cycle and begin that new spray regimen. Like I said, 3, 6, 9, all the way up to day 21. You should see pollen in most cases between day 25 and day 32. If you're not seeing pollen sacs within a few weeks, a couple of weeks of spraying, something is going wrong. I really believe that the sterile pollen is related to over or under spraying with dilution. It's probably the amount of the solution is what I think is contributing to this. The overall SOP will make a huge difference. So mix it up right, get a 10, a 20, and a 30, or just do a 10 and a 30% and test 2 plants. Do a test run and see which one reverses better. And then whichever one works better, do that every time. Make that your new standard operating procedure. I know the Golden Goat likes one thing. The Blueberry Cookies likes another thing. We've got to dial it in. This is phenotype specific. So there are other products out there that work with one application. There are other products out there that work with multiple applications. If you're going to use the silver thiosulfate, stick with my standard operating procedure. And let me know what my adjustments do to your recipe. And if it does not work, I will help you figure it out. This is something I've done a lot. I do. I honestly just ordered more silver, more sodium. I ordered more big beakers. I got all brand new mixing shit coming so I can make more batches of STS. Because guess what? We've got more reversals coming. That's right. I'm going to make some more feminized seeds very soon here. Do I want to tell you what we're going to put in there? Let's just say that the pollen donor will be GMO. We'll just start with that. Stay tuned for more details on that reversal project that's coming up. My dude, Budwin Jones, I think I really answered your question here. We've got to correct the solution to the right dilution, which I know just sounds like I'm talking technical jargon here, but we do need the right dilution, the right ratio, and then apply at the correct intervals, which is soak the whole plant. You said the nodes. I would hit the leaves, the branches, the intersections. Get the entire plant every time you spray every 3 days. All right, my dude, make sure you check your inbox because you've got that coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, boys and girls, we have time for one more good question. This question also came from that Grow Help tab on iredirect.com. This one came from my friend Matt E. Matt E., make sure you check your inbox and your spam folder because, like I keep saying, you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. The question goes just like this. It says, "Yo, Rasta Jeff, am I harming my plants at all by sometimes turning the lights off an hour early during flower? I run my house on solar with a battery backup." That's fucking smart, bro. Then it says, "On a low solar production day, I will turn the lights out early to avoid depleting my batteries and having to buy power from the grid. So usually it's on 12-12, but I will occasionally be on 11-13. Is this okay?" I wrote one note on my page. I said, pick one. The plants They would prefer a more consistent schedule. You're not causing any damage, but I think consistency will really help out with a lot of things with these plants. So I would say pick one. My main, I just right away, pick one, bro. Just pick one. You don't have to dance back and forth. You don't have to do weird shit. Just pick one. 11-13 has its pros and cons. 12-12 has its pros and cons. It sounds like you may be beneficial to do the 11-13. Save that extra hour. Why not? Save that extra hour, and you will see what we notice when we do the 11-13. What I have noticed is I see more phenotypical expression. So if I'm growing from seed and I want to see the differences, how those plants represent themselves in that room, I will see the different phenotypical expression by reducing the light for that 1 hour. That extra hour of darkness really just lets them show their own character, their own personal traits. So that is an advantage to the 11-13. Also, you have to run your air conditioner, your fan, your whatever else is on during lights on time. All of that shuts off 1 hour earlier. Over the course of a 65-day flowering cycle, that is 65 hours of electricity that you're saving. So, yeah, I would say just kick it off that one extra hour. I do preach the extra lighting at the end of flower because I think light is the number one source of energy. But this is cannabis growing. This is situational. This is adjustable. And in this situation, I think it applies to go 11-13. Don't ever be afraid to change shit, do shit differently, make things work for the environment, the situation, the room, the house, the electrical grid which you are in. I think this is a very good time, very good reason to switch to that 11-13. Also, that way you don't have to buy power from Babylon, bro. Fuck Babylon. Fuck paying for electricity. I like your style. Switch to that 11-13, become self-sufficient, and don't give them your hard-earned money. Also, check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I do want to thank you once again for listening to this episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I feel like it went really quickly. I had a lot of fun doing this show. Make sure you click like, make sure you subscribe. If you had as much fun watching this show as I did putting it out, support the show on Patreon. All you have to do is visit patreon.com/growfromyourheart. And of course, do not forget that the pre-Black Friday sale has begun. I'm not going to wait for Black Friday to take your money. Let's get it started early. The pre-Black Friday sale has started at iredirect.com. There are fresh packs of Ruby Waves. There are Double Lemon Skunk. There is a new strain that I'm not going to say the name of here on the podcast. It's available now. It is feminized. It's got double Paula and blueberry cookies in it. Go get it. Also, there are the cream to blueberry cookies tester seeds up there. 3 packs of seeds at a very affordable price. Also, a lot of people have been asking for table seeds, so I bundled up the table seeds in packs of 100, and I put those up on the website for a very affordable price. So go grab 100 table seeds at a discounted price for the pre-Black Friday sale at iredirect.com. All right, I feel like I've done enough advertising. Grab stuff on the sale because people will be mad that it's sold out, and it will be the people that are listening now that didn't go shop now. Told you, bro, get the shit now because the Black Friday sale has already started. If you want to be updated on all the Black Friday sales and drops and all the other random stuff that I might do, join the newsletter on my website at iregenetics.com. That's right. If you scroll about halfway down, there's a tab that says stay up to date. Type in your email address, hit send. That will add you to the newsletter. Every time I do a new drop, I do a new update, you will get a notification. You will not miss any of the sales or the new things that I put out. All right, I feel like I'm rambling at this point. I've said enough for this week. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Robert Harrison. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug him up, maybe relax.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song.
like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up